Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Good morning. Welcome to Speak Up. It is Tuesday, December 12th, and we have a special presentation for you today, a collaboration with SFU Galleries. We're going to be making a presentation called Witnessing, Thema Igaris Hughadadesquech. And it's a two-part presentation. We're going to air the other part two next Tuesday, same time slot as today, Tuesday, December 19th. And it's a really interesting presentation. So what does it mean to bear witness? The act of witnessing is also the act of universal acceptance. Giving is intertwined with wealth and abundance, depending on the reciprocal relationship one has with the land and community. It is the ideology that helped indigenous nations maintain sustenance for centuries. Following Thema Igaris' performance at SFU Gallery in the fall of 2022, Hughadadesquech, Give It All Away, guest participants were invited to recount the event in, as Igaris describes, a collective remembering, a truth about an experience. Listen as participants Tanya Lucan-Linklater, Alicia Johnny Hawkins, Miguel D'Angeli share their witnessed encounters together in a conversation. The original conversation was 75 minutes, and for broadcast purposes, the audio has been edited down to two equal parts, both opening with the introduction by the editors Haley McLean and Christy Trinier. Original audio editing is by Jean Brazeau, and the radio edit is by Robin Erickson. So here's our presentation of Witnessing, Thema Igaris's Hughadadesquech. And remember, part two, this is part one. Part two will air next week in this time slot. I'll be back in about 45 minutes. So please enjoy.
If you're not familiar with who I am also from the Tahltan tribe, just like Thema, as well as Alicia, who is with us today. I know Thema because I've been working alongside her for T-Wild for the past 2.5 years now as a research assistant. So I've been helping develop learning curriculums for the school district up north, as well as Tahltan revitalization in terms of artwork and language and being on the land and decolonizing the classroom experience. I was offered this position, this opportunity to help with the witness interview by Christy and Thema about a month ago, and I'm really honored to be here, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be a part of this project, especially because I wasn't able to be at the exhibition and the ceremony, which I deeply regret. I had an exam at the same time, unfortunately, but I'm happy to be a part of this with this interview today. So thank you for having me. And before we get started, I wanted to acknowledge the unceded territories that I am currently on. So I'm located in Terrace, British Columbia right now, which is the unceded territories of the Tsimshian Nation, as well as Gitxsan Nation. And I also wanted to offer anyone else to share where they are currently located and which unceded territories they are currently living on or in the Zoom call on.
Thank you, Haley. I can go next. My name is Christy Trinier, and I'm speaking today from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish First Nations.
I don't feel that I should go next because this being a Tahltan exhibition and being online with two Tahltan women, I feel like you should go next, Alicia.
Hi, I'm Alicia Johnny Hawkins. I'm currently on the unceded territory of the Kaska Dene Nation. I'm in Good Hope Lake, and I'm so thankful to be here and be asked to be a part of this interview. I was fortunate enough to attend Thema's exhibition, which was quite the experience, and I loved every bit of it. And I'm currently working with Thema, with T Wild and Haley for the past 3 months. So it's very, very great work that we're doing. So thank you.
Why was some Florum Newsom Duayu, Dr. Michael D'Angeli Duam Gamsuayu, Assistant Professor at the School of Creative Arts, University of the Fraser Valley, De Hesosnu, Tsimchianu, Lakski Dipteagu, Shumat Lakasa, Legi Takwan, De Wotwatku, Takwan Gwa, of some local Luam Godu, Na Lu Yeltgen Gui. So my name is Simplorum Newsom, my real name, and then my other name is Dr. Michael D'Angeli. I am of the Tsimshian Nation of Matlakatla, Alaska, and this is where I'm calling from, the Annette Island Indian Reserve, where I was born and raised. And I also said I'm just really happy to be home, to be calling from my people's territory. Achset Newsom, thank you.
Hi, my name is Tanya Lukine Linklater, and I'm speaking today from the side of Sacred Buffalo Guardian Mountain, known as, I think, Minerpa in Stony Nakoda. This is the Banff area in Treaty 7 territory. So I'm acknowledging the Stony Nakoda, Sutina First Nation, and the Blackfoot Confederacy. I'm just visiting this place right now. It's not my home, but I just wanted to mention that. I'm from the native villages of Afognak and Port Lions, which is in southwestern Alaska, in the Kodiak Archipelago. I'm Shukpiak, but I live and work in Nibising Anishinaabe Gaki, or Nipissing First Nation territory in what is considered Northern Ontario, so north of Toronto. I'm really pleased to be in conversation with folks today.
Thank you all, and to Haley for the acknowledgement. I would like to give you all a welcome from SFU Galleries and just extend our gratitude for you being here today, speaking together. I'd like to share that Tanya Lukin-Linklater, who is a mentor to the Magueras throughout their exhibition, who had Eskelch, give it all away, isn't able to be a part of the conversation today, but will be sharing in the conversation in a separate recording. So as a part of like our gratitude and welcome, we just wanted to share some words from Thema regarding like an inspiration for our conversation today in remembering and witnessing the performance that was held last December at SFU Galleries on Burnaby Mountain. So Thema shared this text: when clothes smell like smoke and vinegar, when fingers rake debris from berries, when skin is stained blue, I know I am rich. Water keeper, this mountain exhales sustenance and shrouds my body to rise again, swirling unimaginable abundance, divine. So pretty beautiful description and inspiration for us to begin. I'll continue on by sharing Tanya Lukin-Linklater's biography. Tanya's performances, works for camera, installations and writings cite indigenous dance and visual art lineages, our structures of sustenance and weather as an organizing force, She undertakes embodied inquiry and rehearsal in relation to scores and ancestral belongings in museums and elsewhere alongside dance artists, composers, and poets. Through collaboration, her works reckon with histories that affect Indigenous peoples' lived experiences, homelands, and ideas. She continues to write in relation to what she has called felt structures. Her Alutiiq and Supiaq homelands are in southwestern Alaska, where much of her family continues to live. She's a member of the native villages of Afnogak and Port Lions in the Kodiak Archipelago.
Next, I'm just going to read out Alicia's biography that she shared with me. So, Alicia Johnny Hawkins is a Tahltan multidisciplinary visual artist. Her practice grapples with mediums like filmmaking, photography, painting, and Indigenous art making through beading, sewing, drumming, and traditional song and dance. She also enjoys being connected to her homelands through activities like fishing, hunting, hiking, and snowshoeing. Hawkins' primary inspirations stem from her desire to share her culture with the world through diverse mediums of creation and traditional sustenance. She is currently pursuing her Bachelor of Visual Arts at Emily Carr University, and she has also recently gained a position as a research assistant alongside me for Tuudecechu Holistic Indigenous Leadership Development, otherwise known as TWILD, in which she will be able to better research, practice, and teach about her Tahltan heritage.
Thank you. Thank you, Haley. I'll read Mikhail D'Angeli's biography. Mikhail D'Angeli was born and raised in Annette Island Indian Reserve and is of the Timshishan Nation of Metalka, Alaska. She is an assistant professor of the School of Creative Arts in the University of the Fraser Valley in Abbotsford, British Columbia. Her work focuses on Indigenous language revitalization, visual and performing arts, resurgence, sovereignty, protocol, and decolonization. D'Angeli is a dancer, choreographer, curator, and activist. As one of the youngest advanced speakers and teachers of her people's language, she is dedicated to teaching Smalkak's language in community-based and university-accredited classes, as well as mentoring learners and educational staff in their process of language acquisition and the creation of pre-K to high school programs. For the past 15 years, she and her husband, artist and carver, Mike D'Angeli of Nixon Nation, have led the Gitxitsek Dancers, an internationally renowned Northwest Coast First Nations dance group specializing in ancient and newly created songs and mask dances. So continuing on, we'll tell a little bit about the background of the exhibition that Thema Garish shared with us last September through December in 2022. Hu Hadaskelch, Give It All Away, gestures towards concepts of value within Thema Garish's ongoing practice concerned with land, embodiment, sustainability, and industrial extraction. Her preparation for this project ranged from harvesting and processing berries, teas, and salmon in her home Tahltan territory to the development of sculpture with materials connected to mine sites. In the exhibition, Garris undertook a series of approaches in art making and display that invited the participation of the viewer, which culminated in a closing performance by the artist last December 10th.
Thank you so much for sharing, Christy. So it was kind of a preempt for this interview and for this witness meeting today. I wrote a little program description just about the idea of what witnessing and what doing business looks like in Indigenous ceremony, specifically Tahltan ceremony, and the experiences that Thema has with it. Goes like this. Witnessing Huga Deskrot, Give It All Away by Thema Garris. What does it mean to witness? To be a part of something much larger and more intertwined than the limitations of the individual. How do we shift the paradigm of business and transaction being rooted in impersonal exchanges of the material to intimate sharings between the self and the collective? In Indigenous philosophy, giving is directly correlated with wealth and abundance, and status is gained or lost depending on the reciprocal relationship one has with the land and their community. As a result, exchanges in business and ceremony and in life take a spiritual form. The act of witnessing is also the act of universal acceptance. It is this ideology that has helped tribes maintain sustenance for centuries. Concepts such as these are analyzed and implemented in Tahltan artist Thema Agaris' most recent exhibition, Witnessing Huga Desklash, Give It All Away. I am also working on my pronunciations, so I apologize in advance. Agaris describes the audio publication as a collective remembering, a truth about an experience to document the gathering and performance that concluded Thema Agaris's solo exhibition at SFU Galleries.
Thank you, Haley. And our conversation today will be edited by sound artist and engineer Jean Brizzo. So we will include Tanya Lucan-Linklater in asking what question Tanya wanted to respond to and what resonated most with them. But maybe we'll move ahead. And Haley, I'll let you take it away and connect with Alicia on our first question.
All right, I just wanted to open the floor to you, Alicia, today and ask you which question you were drawn to the most out of the six that we provided to you, and if you wanted to read that out for us as well as give an answer or explain how that question resonated with you and what your opinion on it is, that would be lovely.
Yes, I really was drawn to what conclusions do you draw from the idea of ceremony as a shared experience? And then how does this form of witnessing differ from the business done in a colonized setting? It was really interesting to me. Ceremony to me is very sacred and special, very healing, and being able to connect not only to the land, but also with other people who are involved. And I really loved Thema's exhibition and the way she went about doing everything with the sharing and being able to just witness her steps and process of going through giving everything away in the exhibition. I did have a moment of, a slight shock because of her process and her dismantling of the tapestry of the map. And I was like, it's so beautiful and it's so gorgeous. And then for her to give everyone a piece of that tapestry, which was such an honor. And it really made the experience with everyone in the room and then also with Thema that we all get a piece of that beautiful tapestry that's also an image of like Mounted Zaiza, the Teltan territory. So yeah, that was very, very beautiful. And I think to reference that as in a colonized way is that it would have been there, it would have hung up, not touched, always looked at. But for the title to be like, give it all away, that's really what we do is we share and we give everything that we have and all the hard work that we put into the things that we make is gifting it away and sharing that abundance, which is very beautiful.
Mikhail, did you want to add anything to that question that really resonated with Alicia? Question number three about that experience of the idea of ceremony as a shared experience for others and the form of witnessing and how it might differ from other types of business done in a colonized setting from your experience being present in the performance and exhibition?
I can't not see ceremony as something that isn't a shared experience. So when I saw that question, it made me consider that it is being written by someone from a potlatch background, because it's those that are relatives in other places that are about having ceremony in private and it not being a shared experience, because, you know, the basic principles of potlatch is about having the witnesses there to remember what has happened. The claims that were made, and in many cases, and not in this case, but the names that were given, the histories that were told, songs and dances and ceremony, the ownership, especially because our potlatch is also our court of law. So that's where our ancient system of copyright happens and our laws are enacted. So when I saw the question, I just, to me, the shared experience and ceremony is a way of it's like one can't exist without the other. But I think what makes it different in terms of Thema's work and the exhibition is that this was happening in the gallery. So that second question about a colonized space is that this has been a long colonized space. But through the act of having ceremony in the gallery was the process of decolonizing that space, the process of bringing potlatch and our protocol forward. So, and then also home, so into our personal lives. By saying that, what I mean for me personally is that I had my husband, Mike D'Angeli, our oldest son, Michael D'Angeli, and our youngest son, Hayek D'Angeli, with me. And I received the medicine that was gathered by Thema that dried in the gallery. And the medicine wasn't, it was left whole, so it wasn't taken off of the branches. So I got to go home and to take that medicine and prepare it for its preservation in a glass jar with a cloth top so it would breathe, just like my aunties taught me. And I got to continue to take that medicine and be reminded of that time that we spent together in ceremony and the work that Thema and those that were supporting her did. And then to build upon what Alicia has said about the tapestry. So some of my favorite, I'm an art historian, and some of my favorite pieces in museum collections are the ones that conservators cry about, people that don't understand the power of dismantling something and giving it away. So there's these amazing, in a few different collections I've been in, there's these amazing woven Chilkat leggings, and it's from a Chilkat blanket that was cut into pieces at a potlatch, and the pieces were given away and leggings were made out of them. And so when my husband and my two sons received pieces of those tapestries, and I did too, Mike and I, our first thought was, we're going to make these into regalia for Hayek. So we're taking those pieces and we're going to sew leggings, because they're, you know, he's so tiny, he's only three, so they're perfect toddler leggings, and to add it to his dance apron. So to take that home and to continue to remember and to create new forms of embodied memory for our little guy and, you know, generations after him, as that regalia is a part of our family now, that collective experience of ceremony continues on collectively in different ways.
That was such a powerful kind of recollection that you shared, of so many amazing points. But having been there and seen your family join you at the opening, but also at the performance, maybe you could describe a little bit about how Hayek and Mike D'Angeli Sr. were also singing and giving a gift to the rest of everyone who was present in that circle. I mean, not everyone listening to us in the future will have an imagination of what the exhibition was, but we were in a circle around a tapestry that was created by Thema, which had two sides to it, depicting Mounted Zidza, but it also had copper pennies sewn along the edges, and so there were these other elements. Maybe you could share a bit about that.
We're training our little guy, Hayek. Natty is what we refer to him every day because he's the youngest boy, and Natty is how we say baby boy in Somaliyah. And he's the first generation, the first language speaker. So two generations of our family, my husband's and mine, went through residential school, and we had lost our languages within our family in the way that there was knowledge that was maintained, but it wasn't enough to be, and also all of the trauma of the decisions that were made to not pass it down. So Hayek is a first language speaker, first language Somalic speaker. And I asked him in our language when it was our turn as a family to share, Goyu Hasagan. And the minute I asked him, he had said to me in our language as well, Hasago Halait. And that's how he he renames everything in our language, which is really sweet. And so he was talking, halait is our chief's headdress, so that the halait is the frontlet. And so we didn't have his frontlet with us because we had down, and we just wanted to make sure that, you know, we always bring down with us because it's our medicine. So I'm referring to eagle down as a form of protection, and then as a form of, if we're called upon to do anything in ceremony, we want to make sure and to give our blessing in the way of our thagiget, our ancestors. And so we sang, Mike specifically sang our chief's headdress song, and our three-year-old spread the down as a part of it. And to have him step up ceremonially, he danced without us, it was just him, to make the decision of what song he thought was most appropriate, and then to dance that song and to spread the down. It was a really beautiful moment for us to share with Thema, especially being that her little girl was there and they're about the same age. And in some Aleich, Nadi kept referring to her as Dathli, which is baby girl. So cute, because he's a baby too. But I think that to me, in terms of another process of decolonizing the space, is that children are not welcome in most gallery spaces. You know, there's so much concern about what damage they can do, especially toddlers. And that was a welcoming space for our people of all ages, and to really strengthen the potlatch that was happening, that those little ones are as important as our elders in terms of generationally. They're going to bring that knowledge forward long before, you know, long after we're gone. And in terms of what you're referring to, Christy, with the pennies on the one side, and I didn't get to talk to Thema about this, but my reading of her inclusion of the pennies, because I think of this when I think of our Tal'tan and Tlingit relatives, because that was a trade item that we received from our relatives along the Copper River, especially, that those noisemakers is one of the reasons we got so excited, Mike and I, another reason to make it into regalia, so that those pennies would do the work of creating the noises that now deer hooves and sometimes jingles. You see our people are using jingles too from our neighbors back east to make those sounds to emphasize the movement.
Thank you. Alicia, is there anything you'd like to add to that kind of response as well from Mikhail?
I really appreciate having the little ones in the gallery, and doing the dance as well was like so heartwarming and very beautiful. And I think it was explained that the down is almost like a blessing that's spread around. It was so great. I just really loved seeing him perform and the culture. And that's what I love about when ceremony is done, that there's certain steps and certain things that is done to honor who we are or where we came from, and to really bring culture to everything. It's very beautiful. I really enjoyed the whole performance and the exhibition altogether. And I know there was a piece where Thema explained that the medicine that was hanging on the wall, it was something that was slightly conflicting, either to share that information or to not. And I'm finding when it comes to our culture, either some things are not shared and then some things are in books. You know, some things are oral knowledge and passed down and shared. So it's like, where is that really like fine line of what are we willing to share with others, to the public, where it's like Indigenous people, it's, if you know, you know, the knowledge, because it's always shared around amongst everybody. So that really, as an artist for myself and being in an exhibition space or a gallery space, that I consciously try to think about now is what I'm willing to share or not share with the collective. And yeah, thank you.
I actually